Hello.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, I
it's
called
Monica
you back.
with Family First Care.
Yes, I had called you back. You called me and I called you back. And then I seen your message. And I called you and I figured you must have been on the line talking to somebody or something.
Do you have a couple
you
of
hear
minutes?
Me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Yeah. Do you have a couple of minutes now to complete
Yes,
the
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. So let's first start with your application.
Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead, because can I see it while you do it? See, I'm not phone savvy, but I can follow instructions, right? So I don't know if I was supposed to push save or something like that for you to get it.
Let me see what you're missing. I'm looking at the application. One moment. Okay, so let me see. All right, it seems like you're missing your signatures. So
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. Listen, and Monica, if I'm hollering, don't, excuse me, because, see, I have you on speaker, because I'm in a whole other room. There's nobody else around me, right, because I want to be able to hear you. But when I signed the first time, right, and then it was another part that I had to sign. So what I did was, remember I told you my phone was acting up and I thought that I had erased my whole self out of there? Because when I went back to the first part of it, right, it doesn't show, it didn't show that I had, you know, filled it out. But then when I went after me and you talked, my name and stuff was there. So I told you I had got to the part where it said signature. So I knew I had finished. And then I went in, I was going into the W-2 form, right or wrong?
Yes. I mean, it's fine. I can complete your signature here. I'm just going to type it up. But I need your
Thank
authorization
you.
To do that.
And I appreciate, can I interrupt? I appreciate you helping me because I was going to come to the office. Because kind of sort of when you ask people that you think that's worthy or honest enough to help you, you know, I'm not phone savvy, but it's really following instructions, that's all.
Right. Okay, let me take a look and see.
And it shouldn't have took this long to do this. And that's why I was getting frustrated. But that's one thing about me. When I can't do nothing and I can't get no help, I get kind of upset, but I work on it.
All right. So your application is done. I submitted the signatures here with your authorization to do so. Now let's try to complete the I-9W-4 form, okay?
Okay, yeah. And before we even do this, right, listen, I'm using another address to get my mail. And that's another thing I wanted to say to you, I think it was yesterday, because it's where we used to live at 1129 East Sharpneck. That's the address on my non-driver's license. So would that be a problem? I just want my mail to go somewhere else.
No, that's not going to be a problem. That's fine. On your application, you put in the address of 2836 North Bond South Street. That's where you live or that's where your mail goes to?
Just where I want my mail to go to, right.
That's fine. That's perfect, yeah. That's fine.
Thank you. And I really appreciate you bearing with me, honestly.
Sure, no worries, Stacey. Okay, now let me go open up the form here. Let's see.
Oh, wait, listen, and you know where it says for your birth date, right, and I went to the month, and then I went to the day, right, and then it's not letting me put in 1962, because that's when I was born, October 16th, 1962.
Okay, no worries. We're going to do that right now, because I'm going to do it on my computer, and I'm just going to ask you questions.
Go ahead, baby. Thank you.
Okay?
Thanks.
Thank you. It's just loading up, so give me one moment.
Go ahead. I got time.
Okay, your social, I just want to confirm. It's
58-9840.
Okay, so 163-58-9840.
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. All right, so on your W-4 form, do you want me to put the address you put on your application, or do you want me to put your actual address where you live?
The application where I want the mail to go to.
Okay.
Please.
Ken, do you consider yourself single, married, or head of household?
Single. Well, no, a widow, because my husband, he's deceased. And it's been for some years, so.
Okay, so it's probably under, it says married, filing jointly, or qualifying with surviving spouse.
So, I guess you put single, right?
Single? Okay.
That would seem right for me, yeah. Because he's deceased.
Okay. Do you have two jobs or more?
No, I have none at the present. Okay. Trying to get this one.
Okay. Do you have any dependents under the age of 17?
No.
Any dependents over the age of 18?
Yes. No. My daughter, but she's not qualified as with me. She's grown. No, I do not. Neither.
Okay. Do you want any extra withholdings taken off your paycheck each week?
Yes, because then I get it back.
Okay. How much do you want me to put?
What is the rank?
I mean, you can put like $10, $15.
Put 20.
Okay. Do you receive any other income that's not from a job?
No.
Okay. All right, perfect. And I'm just going to sign your name here with your authorization, Stacy, okay?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I'm just putting in your email address. All right, Stacy, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So we submitted your I-9W-4 document. Do you want me to set you up with direct deposit so we can complete the form?
What do I have to do as far as that?
So I would need your account number and your routing number.
Well, I do not have one.
Okay.
I can set up one, but I guess as it stands now, I do not have one.
Okay, that's fine.
Now, would that interfere with anything?
I'm sorry?
Would that interfere with anything?
No, not at all. So what's going to happen is that you're going to receive paper checks mailed out to you on Fridays when you
okay.
get paid, okay? But if
yes.
you do ever get an account and you want to set up direct deposit,
yes.
make sure you let the coordinator of your case know, okay?
Okay, sure will.
All right. And then besides that, I do need your Social Security card. Are
now
you
listen.
Yes.
I can't. No, I might have to fill out for another one because, see, it's me moving all around, and then we had a fire, then my mom passed away and mailed this, that, and the third. And I didn't really want to speak about that because other people was around, and this was business me and you were talking about. But I know that's pertinent. So is that going to be pending on anything?
Yeah, I can do either. Like, do you have a U.S. passport that's not expired?
No, I do not.
What about a birth certificate?
It's not the original. So, in the case of that, like, say, what's the date, Wednesday, can I go and go to the Social Security office and fill out for one, and then they give me a piece of paper stating
yes.
that it's...
Exactly, yes, that's what you're going to have to do. So go to the Social Security office, get a replacement. They're going to give you a letter stating that you filed for a replacement card. Send me
yes.
a picture of that letter once you get it. And
okay, okay, thank you.
Yeah, that would be sufficient in the meantime, but I am going to follow up with you. I think it takes about 10 days for you to get that in the mail. So I do need a picture of the social eventually, okay? So that would be for your ID. Now, for your two-year residency proof, do you have, like, an old expired ID? Maybe, like, a bill or a pay stub from 2023 or older?